Recording progress.
First, I'm going to begin discussing the Lacha Bash, and we highlighted to Machloksim, Rishonim, that are relevant to understanding the Geder, the Lacha Bash. Number one, when most of the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, or Rashi and other Rishonim and Tosos, whether the email went at 2:21. To Shabbos Chabur groups. So number one, the machlokas as to whether the mach of dash is limited to a situation where the psolus is encapsulated, all the achol is buried inside the psolus, or does it apply even to situations where the opposite is true, the achol is within the psolus. Or the Ochel of Tzolus. And number two, whether a Dash is relevant to Dafka B'Talish, or does it apply even to B'Chobr, and that was a comment of the Ran, that indicates that it only applies to Talish and not to M'Chobr. Both of those may be relevant, or may be significant in understanding a comment of the Ramah in Simin Shin Lamed Vav. I like the background, Micah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry?
Perks of being in LA.
Yes, I see. Do you find any deckle trees on your route this morning? Wow, look at that. Are there machidos up there?
Probably.
Do you want to try to throw a clump of dirt and see what happens?
Yeah. I'll try. I'll get to my phone or something.
Maybe afterwards. Okay. So the Ramah has in Simin Shin Lamed Vav, the end of Sif Ches, the following line based on Ben Yochanan. Yichor shel Ilan shenifshach me'er Shabbos na'ilan. If you have a branch of a tree that was detached before Shabbos from the tree, Ubo peros, and there are food that is still attached to the detached branch. Mutter litlo shaperos mimena b'Shabbos. You're allowed to remove the food from that detached branch on Shabbos. Michas Chinuch is bothered. Why isn't this a violation of dash? You're moving fruit from the branch. Why are you chayishim dash? And the Chassima thinks that the Ramah is only like the position of Tosfos, that the position of the Rashbam quoted in Tosfos, that the only time you have a Melach of Dash is where the Ochel is encapsulated by Psolus, where the Psolus is inside the Ochel, and Psolus is next to the Ochel, there's no Dash. Here too, there's no Dash because you don't have a shell of Psolus surrounding the Ochel. However, the Minchas Chinuch bothered, if that's the case, if you have to say that Tosfos is going like, that the Ramah is going like Tosfos, why didn't we associate for the position of Rashi that you have Dash even in other cases? That's the Minchas Chinuch. So he leaves out with the Tzarach Yin on the Ramah, he assumes the Ramah is going like the Rashbam, but why is Ramah not at least associated for the position of Rashi? And Igli Tal thinks that this comment to the Ramah is relevant to the other machlokas we started with. The Igle Tal, Simon Bey's Ostalid, thinks that the Ramah here is going like the Ran, that Yisha is only betalish and not b'mchobr, so if the fruit was still on the tree, the branch was still on the tree, the fruit was still on the branch, that would be a problem of dash. But once it's removed, there's no longer a dash issue because that's no longer m'chobr. he's not sure that's true, because if the derech is to first remove the branch and then remove the paper, so maybe that would be considered dash. And maybe it's still... Then he raised the issue, if it's not mechubur l'karka, so maybe it's not mechubur l'karka. So it really tells it. Difficult time figuring out what happens where all the dust settles with the Ramah. Rabbi Karr points out that based on the Minchas Chinuch's analysis, that the Ramah here seems to be going like the Rashbam in Tosas and Alek Rashi, that dust is limited to a situation where the Ochel is encapsulated by the Psolas, so maybe that should be an indication that we pack a Paskanoi. Because there's no other clear indication in Shulchan Aruch one way or another had to be Machria in this Machlokas. We were working last time with the Achra of Achronim, the Iqlai Tal, and the Shvisas HaShabbos, and all the kids of Sfarim that assume that Dash applies regardless of the configuration of the Ochel versus the Psalus. And that's why you have to figure out what Heter is for grapes and like. Rabbi Karb says, strictly speaking, if you read the Ramah the way the Minchas Chinuch reads the Ramah, so maybe that's a raya that we talk about passing like Rashi. Maybe psalus, maybe dash is more limited only to a situation where the psalus covers the ochel. He says you can't really rely on that lemaisa because all the rachon are machmir, and it's not exactly so clear that that's a one of the ramah. But he raises that at least theoretically as a possible application of the Ramah's comment here, which is buried in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, where you wouldn't expect to find it. Bottom line, we're machmir, as we noted last time, that dash is relevant whether the psalus is in the ochel, whether the ochel is in the psalus, whether they're next to each other. That's Rabbi Karpos from Avil Yashiv, and that's the achra of all the poskim that we're concerned about dash in either of those situations. Okay. The Shvisas HaShabbos in Sifkat and Aleph has a comment that if you remove seeds from the pod, seeds from where the seed is embedded, with your hand, that's only a tolda of dash, that's not an av, because the ikker m'lav dash, the av, is where you hit it, where you stomp in it, as we discussed last time with animals, with Kalim. But if you just remove it with your hand, Shvisas HaShabbos thinks that's only a still malacha d'oraisa, but that's only a talada. That's not an av. And then the Shvisas HaShabbos says luli d'mistafina. Maybe that's even not a d'oraisa at all. He says he doesn't have a raya for this, but he says luli d'mistafina. If you just remove kernels with your hand, maybe that's not the malacha of dash at all. Maybe that's only a shvus. Maybe that's only a d'rabban. So that is relevant, or that may emerge from the Gemara that we briefly looked at, which the Gemara is based on Daf Yubeis Amid Beis, which the Daf Yomi has on Daf Yubeis Amid Beis in Beitza, in the context of Yantiv, but the comparison of Yantiv to Shabbos. So, jumping into the middle of the Gemara, the first part is not really relevant to us. Asa kami de Rava. So there was the guest who was staying in the house of Rava Bar Rav Hanan, who wanted to know whether these kernels of mustard seeds you can remove or take apart on Yantiv. I'm relating all in Melulos and Mefarchin Kitnios be Yantiv. So he says, you're allowed to be Molulin Melulos be Yantiv. What is Molulin Melulos? The Pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, Ki sabol b'kamas re'echa v'katafta melilos b'yadecha v'chamesh lo sanif al kamas re'echa, in the context of what are the rights of a poel to eat from the food that he's working on in the field. So the pasuk uses the term, you're going into the stalks of your friend, v'katafta melilos b'yadecha, you're allowed to remove, you're allowed to cut off the melilos with your hand. You can't use a kli, but can use your hand. What are melilos? Rashi writes on Daf Yatesim at Aleph and Shabbos, Shibolin Shalo Bishlu Kol Tzarchan. That they are grains or sheaves that were not sheaves of grain that were not fully ripened. So the action of molin melilos, I don't know if there's a real English word for molin, but it's going like this. It's like crushing, but it's probably better. I don't know if there's a better English word. But you're crushing the grain in your hand so that the seeds or the bad stuff is going to come off and you'll be left with the kernels that are edible. That's what molin melilos is. These molin, that you're going like this in order to remove the bad part to leave the edible kernels. So why are you molin melilos beyantiv? Rashi writes, molin melilos didash kalachar yadhu. That if you're molin melilos, that's dash kalachar yad. That's not the normal fashion of dash. Fafilu b'shabbos lav daraisahu. Even if you're going to do this on Shabbos, that's not a malacha deraisa, because it's kalachar yad, el mi derabanan. Ubiyantiv lo gazer. So on Shabbos, it's a malacha derabanan. And on yantiv, it's heter gamur. Melilos shalchitin shemol biyadav kishen rakim. So you're going like this to the kernels when they're soft in order to remove the bad parts, so you're left with the edible kernels. Okay. So again, Rashi writes, this is Dash Kelachar Yad. And on Shabbos, it's only a Melacha Derabanan because it's done in a Kelachar Yad fashion. Take a look at Simin Shin Yates Sifav. Shin Yates is a Simin of Boer. The Mechaber writes, A molin melilos, I'm talking about Shabbos here. Ella molel b'shino ma'at b'rashi es ba'osav. So you're allowed to be molin melilos with a shino. Says Rama v'afa pisha mefarik ha'ocham itoch ha'shibolim hol v'eni mefarik rakal achiyad kidei lachol shari. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Kaf. A molin melilos. Melilah hushamola shibolim kedei lefarik kadagim mitochan. Yasar b'mnei shenira kadash. Nira kadash. Says the Sharitzi and Sukkotin Yid Aleph. Rashi beizim 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 maslim molin, which we just saw. Yisfir lehu dehu rak midirabana. So it's only a Melacha derabanan. So if you do it with the shinoi, it becomes mutter. Umistabra. The chachasa. What's Rashi's right? It's only derabanan. The lavachi lo yamatir and biyantiv. So if it was a melacha derais on Shabbos, what's the hatter for yantiv? It's only because it's a melacha derabanan that there are more grounds to be made on yantiv. Ulafima the mazik and sofa sugya the dafka ayide shinoi shovein raya. However, when you continue the hemshak of Gemara, the Gemara says even yantiv you're only allowed to do it with the shinoi. If the Gemara continues, esive abaye hamol melilas mer shabbos. L'macher menafeach miyad liyad ve'ochel, aval lo b'kinu v'lo b'tamchoy. You can't use a sieve or a sifter, a kli. Amol melilos me'erav yantiv, l'macher menafeach liyad liyad ve'ochel, afil b'kinu v'lo b'tamchoy, aval lo b'tam v'lo b'nafeh v'kvara. You can use a lower grade kli, but not a higher grade kli. Me'erav yantiv in b'yantiv lo. Afil b'tam v'yantiv, v'aydi d'tana reisha, v'yashar d'tana seif v'nami, Ve'erev Yatif. So even on Yantiv, you can't do it in the normal fashion. It's only b'shinui. So says the Shaar HaTzion, if that's the case, then there's no raya that on Shabbos it's only d'rabbanan. But then he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. V'ayin Shabbos avayin gilam beis b'gemara tana hadash v'aminafet v'aminafet. So in the list of melachos that are k'ei melacha achas, the Gemara has menafet and menafet. What is that? I mean, Rashi says menafet pishlam b'gavolim. You're removing the flax from its shell, from its encasement. Menafet summer gafen. The kashas gedarach onan. You're removing the cotton from its encasing. Says Rabbeinu Chananel. Hadash. In this Gemara, it's the last two lines on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Hadashu ha-mefarek ha-psalus ha-mechuberes ba-ochel. Ha-menafet nofet afroris min ha-ochel. You're removing the bad part from the ochel. V'chein ha-menafet molol shibolim. So he says, Menafet is Molo Shibolim. So that's Molo Malilos. And that's the Malacha Deraisa of Menafet. So from the first Rabbein Chananel, that Molo Malilos is in fact a Malacha Deraisa. That's what the Shaar HaTzion notes over here. Pesh Rabbein Chananel, the Malilos Shibolim, Asher, this relay, Dehu Midaraisa. Fine. So even if you can debate what Rashi's Kavana is in Beit Salamaskana, but at least according to Ben Chananel, Malam Malilas remains a Malacha Daraisa. Rabbi Karp points out the Tosas Arid is referred to also. The Tosas Arid lists Malam Malilas as a Tolda, meaning a Malacha Daraisa. So the problem is that the Gemara in Beitza indicates Molel and Melilos, that even on Shabbos you can do it in a Kohachayat fashion, and that's what's reflected in the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch here, that you can be Molel and Melilos Bishinoi. The Gemara, here, let's take a step back. The Gemara in Beit presents a heter of Molin Melilas Bishinoi only in the context of Yantiv.
Why is it clear that Gemara is talking about Bishinoi?
So Rashi says it's definitionally kilachayat. It's not the normal fashion. And that's why it's mutter, right?
It's talking about regular melila, it's just considered a shino.
The act of molin melilos is definitionally dash kilachayat. And the normal way of dash would be either to do it in larger quantities or to do it with a kli or with an animal. If you're just doing it in your hands, so that's definitionally kalachayad. So that involves a shinoi. And that's the lashon in Shulchan Aruch of Shinoi Ma'at Birashe Etzba Osav. So Rashi Etzba Osav is based on the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Kavcha, so we'll get to in a second. So hold off for Rashi Etzba Osav for a second. But what the Gemara seems to indicate here, the Rashi explains, Malim Melilos, is that anytime you Malim Melilos, that is, by definition, Kalachar Yad. And the context, Gemara in Beitza, we allow that Kalachar Yad form of Dash on Yantif. But not on Shabbos. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Kaf Ches, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Kaf Ches, says that you are Mel Melilos on Shabbos, Birashay Etzbaosav. So even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it Birashay Etzbaosav. Take a look at the Ran. And Daphnun Aleph on the base with Ape Riff. There's different sources of daf. Yeah, Dima Maskel Garcinan, the Parak Beitza, nail it. Yes, the Ran writes, Garcinan Parak Beitza, Hamol Melilas Mevashavas Amacham and Afechal Yad Al Yad V'Achal Ma'at Ma'at, the Malilah B'Kinon. Skipping. The Hilchus HaKarava, the Kai Chachamim, Dami Hacham Malilah B'Rashay Yath B'Osav. Svila, the Ravafil Sal, Afasu Sal, the lack of Pluxa ben Chavila Tilsa, the Chavila Tvua, the Kinnis, the Bekula Shari Lil El Mashabis, Barashe, Esba Osaf. So even though the Gemara in Beis only talks about Yadav, the Gemara in Shabbos says you can be Molo, Barashe, Esba Osaf, and Shabbos as well. And of course, the Baal HaMor is arguing. Because the Baal HaMor is assuming that the Gemara in Shabbos of Rashi Etzba Osav is limited to Chavilei Tvua, to Chavilei Tilson, but not to Tvua itself. And then there's no Heter, even Ayyadei Shinoi, the Shabbos. So that's what's reflected in the two days in the Ramah here. Again, in Nolan Lilas Alamol Bashini Mahab Rashi Etzbosav, Alpha Bisham Afarik Alchemy Taka Shibolam, Halvain Afarik Rakalachayaki de Lachal Shahisa says Ramah, the Yesh Machmirim, the Lachain Asul Afarik, goes and moves him, Gom Gidolmi Tokli Pasan, Hayiruka, the Tabahakhman, the Yaka Yakal Achlan, Kach, below Pirak. So the Baal Mor understood that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Kuf Ches is not talking about Shibolim. It's not talking about the classic case of Molim Malilos. And there the hedge is only Anyantiv. And the Ran assumes, and that's the position in Shulchan Aruch, that's the position of the Rambam, that you have a het there on Shabbos as well, Al Yedei Shina. Now, Molim Malilos is relevant to another in the Kuda as well. If you take a look back, yeah.
I don't know if we'll get into this, or it might be like a topic, but in terms of like how the Shinuyim work and like stacking Shinuyim, like, is it so obvious that you can just like put, like, oh, like if you do Malilo as a Shinoi, so you just stack under Shinoi, and then that like works to make it totally Matar on Shabbos, as opposed to like just thinking that you're basically doing a Mashuna, like you're basically stuck at Mashuna Dush, and like you can't get beyond that?
No, it's not at all obvious. And the situation here where if you assume there's a heter on Shabbos because it's done in a kalachar yad fashion or a shinoi, so as we'll see in a minute in a slightly variant context, but the principle is probably the same, that that's not considered the melacha of dash at all. Not that any time you have a melacha, you just do a shinoi and that removes the shem melacha, but in certain contexts, the shinoi is significant enough that that's not considered the malacha at all.
Right.
If you have, if the starting point is dealing with the malacha derabanan, and the reason for the malacha derabanan is it's nearer to the malacha deraisa, but if you do with the shinoi, so that's far removed, that's not going to be nearer like the malacha deraisa anymore at all.
Right. So the first, right, so melila as a shinoi is like a huge shinoi, which is just taking you out of dash, making you just nearer to dash. And then once you're in that state, you're using a regular or like a more whatever kind of shinoi, and then that's getting you to mutter.
Right. I mean, the Nir Kadash is a Rambam's formulation, and that's what's reflected here. Correct, meaning that the Molim Malilos itself is Kalach Riyat. And then if you're going to do it Barash Esposa, so that's an added shinoi, so then it becomes far enough removed that's going to be mutter. Okay, so the other related point, and this relates to what Michael was just saying as well, Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi and Yigimel Amid Beis in Beitza. So the Gemara has about two-thirds of the way down. Imar hamola melilos shalchitem minafech al yad v'ochel. So this is in the context of kviyas for maestros. Amar blazer v'chein l'shabbos. What does it mean v'chein l'shabbos? Rashi says, Achas, lo have a mefarik told the dash. If you do it one at a time, that's not mefarik. Dikal achar yadu. Avam yishakav san biyado, have you told us disha v'chayev. So if you're going to be model one melila at a time, that's not mefarik at all, because that's kal achar yad. But if you're going to do multiple melilas at a time, that's a told the dadash that you're going to be chayva. So there's a distinction here between doing a single action on a single kernel or a single melilo, as opposed to doing multiple at the same time. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes over here in Siv Kaf. Misha kolev kol shum levado v'chose charosh v'kolev haklipa k'mosh othim v'bitzalim. If you're going to peel a single onion at a time, ein bezalo disha v'lo breira. K'mosh anu othim maizim v'chol shabbos shakolev v'bitzalim v'shumim echad echad k'mosh othim agoz v'mishkedim shabakol ego zorkim haklipa v'zeru derech achilasa. But if you're going to do one at a time, that's considered derech achila, and that is not a malacha of dash, that's not mefarik, it's also not bar, he says. So that seems to emerge from this comment of Rashi that simply doing one at a time would not be a problem of dash. That's relevant potentially to the grape issue. If you just pluck off one grape at a time, that may not be dash. And potentially relevant to other kinds of peelings or crackings of nuts. If you crack a peanut one at a time, that may not be considered the malach of dash, because either or both, that is a significant enough of a kala achar yad movement, or if the Aruch HaShulchan says that makes it derech achila and not subject to the malach of dash. The Magen Avraham here in Shin Yates, Sif Katan Zion, raises the following. Sorry, Shin Kaf. Shinny test, right? I'm the Dinamola Melilas. So the Magen Avraham Mice and Siv Katan Ches. Sharvit and Shalkinios, Mashma de Asir Lefarchan, Lahotzi Akinios. So it sounds like to remove a pea from a pod, to remove a bean from a shell, would be a problem of Dash. Vitzarachia and the Chala Ola, Nogin Heter. And everyone does it. V'tzarech lomar kein odan lavin v'af ha-sharvit ochlin oso lo ha-bim mefarek rak ha-mafrit ochel me'ochel. That if the shell is edible, then that's not mefarek. Mefarek is if you're separating ochel from solus. But if they're both ochel, that's not a problem mefarek. So that's the Magen Avraham's justification for the what he calls minhag olam, to remove a bean from a pod, a pea from a pod. So he says that only makes sense, it's only justifiable if the pod is also edible. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here in Sif Katan Kaf Aleph. V'tzarach iyan, the kol ha'olam nogin heter, v'tzarach lomar, kevin she'odam lachin, v'yaf ha'shar v'et ochlin asam lo'av mefar, rakam afet ochlin me'ochel, aval yaveshen, o'shar v'nei kinios, she'en shavit v'nuyin lachila, k'gon polin shalanu, v'chein ha'shum shemim miklipas, and asu l'yamo, v'li shino. So that's only going to help if the pod is edible, but if the pod is not edible, Magen Avraham doesn't help you, and that's going to be usher, unless you do it with the shino, unless you do it in the molin melilo fashion, that would be permissible either one at a time or with some kind of a shino. Actually, the daita lachal yad, if you do it right away, as we discussed, there's no heter of la'alter necessarily for mefarek for dash. there'll be a problem of removing a piece from a pod if the pod is not edible. Anyone ever hear of fava beans? So apparently it's some kind of fancy bean that some people eat, that someone told me they were at a place on Shabbos where it was served, and they raised the issue of dash. Apparently the pod is not edible. So if the pod is not edible, that would be a problem of dash. Okay. So let's move on and begin.
We don't have the heter of that, like everyone was closer to the meal from last time.
So I don't know if that's the case with those beans, meaning if it's normally done in the you don't usually crack peas from a pod at the table. It's usually cracked in preparation. I'm ahead of time. Okay. So let's move on now to our first actual sugya, which is the sugya in the beginning of Parashas of Schitas.
Wait. Question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just similar to what I was asking before, is can you ever, like, when you're looking for Rishonim's, like, formulations, should you be medayik for how they formulate Shinuyim to, like, whether they mean, like, a big Shinuy, which totally gets you out of, like, the Parsha, like, makes you into a Nidra situation versus, like, a other kind of Shinuy, which is less?
Probably. I guess we'll have to keep our eyes open for that as we encounter the term as we travel through the Masechta. Okay. So the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Parakhagas, Kufim Gilman Beis, Ein Tzav Nesavayus Alasim Mehem Ashken, Vim Yatsu Me'atzman Asurin. So the two halachas here, number one, you're not allowed to squeeze fruit. And number two, if juice comes out of fruit on its own, it's also to eat on Shabbos. Behuda omer, im la'ochle ne'yotim en mutter, im la'vashke ne'yotim en aser. Behuda distinguishes, he agrees as an issur schitas peiros. However, yotim me'atzman, Behuda distinguishes between whether the fruit was meant la'chila, whether the fruit was meant l'mashkin. If the fruit was meant l'mashkin, then mashkin shezavu is aser. If the fruit was meant l'achila, then mashkin shezavu is mutter. What's the reason for the iser of mashkin shezavu, of not drinking the fruit that oozed out on its own on Shabbos? Rashi writes, Eisof de Nisapero, Stavalei Mefaritol de Didisha. So the reason for the Isser Schita, that's Mefaritol de Didash. You're removing the juice from the fruit. So that is an extension of Mefaritol de Didash. Fine. What about Mashin Shizavu? Why are you not allowed to drink the juice that oozes out on its own? Says Rashi, Zera Shema Yisko Lechachila. That we're concerned, if we allow you to drink the juice that oozes out on its own, then you may end up being sochedet lechachila. And that's what emerges from the sugya in Beis Daf Gimel, for those of you learning Daf Yomi that you got to last week. That's the gzeira of Mashkin Shezavu. What's the distinction of Rabbi Huda between Imla Ochlin or La Mashkin, says Rashi? Rabbi Huda Omer Imla Ochlin, Heim Luchunasim, Osan Peros. If the Peros were gathered for the purpose of eating the fruit, Hayotim Yan Mudder, Tulo Nichole, Mashizavu, Velakal and Mixer, and Shem Yisra. That if they're meant to be eaten, so you don't want the juice that oozes out. You wanted to eat the fruit. If you're not concerned, then you may come to be Sochet. Then Lamashkin, Mechunasin, Asurin, Denichalei, B'may Denafka Minayu, V'neskai Mashavasa. But if they're meant for juicing from the begin with, to begin with, so then it's Nichalei that the juice came out. That's what you wanted in the first place. Vichalei Mitzar, Shema Yisqal, V'achim, Mina V'beitza, the time of the Mashkin Shizav, V'mishom, Shema Yisqahu. The Rashi says, everyone agrees, both the Chami and Rabbi Yehuda agree that the principle behind the Isser Mashkin Shezavu is Shema Yisvot. Chachamim say that's true across the board. And Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between the Ochel and the Mashkin. If the fruit is Ochel, then we're not worried. Shema Yisvot, we're not worried that you may come to squeeze it because that wasn't your interest to begin with. The Ramban and the Ritva here argue. The Ramban, Divimaskal Hada Amar, the Ritva, Divimaskal V'im. So they assume within Shitas Rabbi Huda that Mashkim Shezavu, where it's Omei L'Mashkin, is a problem of Nolad. That if you have fruit that was meant to be juiced, and the juice oozes out, that's considered Nolad. That when Shabbos began, it was food, it was fruit. Now it's changed its state. Now it's liquid. So that's a problem of Nolad. So the reason you can't drink it on Shabbos is because of Nolad. As opposed to, if it's the Ochlin, if it was meant, the fruit was meant to be eaten, so then, even though some liquid comes out, that liquid is incidental. That's considered uchla de ifruz. That's considered to be an extension of uchla. It's not considered to be a new form. As the lashon of the Gemara there debates a gimel of uchla de ifruz, and therefore there's no problem of nolad. The Gemara debates is mefurash that the reason for mashkin shizavu is because you may come to be sochet. So that's true according to Chachamim, according to the Ramban. So according to Chachamim, that's true. Chachamim don't distinguish between Loch L'Mashkin. So that Gemara and Beitza that were concerned, Shema Yisrael, that's what Mashkin Shazam was Aser, that's the Libra Chachamim. But according to Rabbi Huda, we're concerned about Nolad, and that's why you would distinguish between if it's Omei L'Achila or Omei L'Mashkin. Okay, so maybe we'll come back to that Nakuda as we go on. But again, Rashi understands that everyone here, Chami and Rabbi Huda, agree the only concern is Shema Yisrael. And according to the Ramban, that itself is a machlokas of Chami and Rabbi Huda. Are we concerned only about Shema Yisrael? Are we concerned about Nolad? And that's the reason Rabbi Huda distinguishes between the Ochlin and L'Mashkin. So then, the Gemara limits the scope of the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. The Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. No, the higher Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim bezeisim v'anavim." Everyone agrees when it comes to zeisim v'anavim that mashkin shezavu is aser, even if it's omeid l'achila. My taima, even if these particular zeisim v'anavim are intended to be eaten, my taima. Since fundamentally Zeisim Anavim are meant to be squeezed, even if your intention in this particular Zeisim Anavim was to eat them, but since generally speaking they're l'schita, so it's considered that Yav Daitei on the Mashkin Shezavu, and we're worried that you may come to be sochet regardless. That's what Rashi writes. Even though you intended to use these particular zeisim for eating, that since rov zeisim anavim in the world are l'schita, so even if you initially intended to use them to eat, but now the maisa, you have grape juice and you have olive juice, so you may end up wanting that because that's the default use of Zeisim Anavim anyway. And that's the reason we'll get to in a few moments that the Gemara indicates on the bottom of Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph that Zeisim Anavim are Schita D'Oraisa. That's two lines to the bottom. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashiya Barav. The only type of skitas peiros that's asumin a Torah are zeisim anavim, which are by default omdim le skita, omdim le mashkin. Okay, so these two halachas are connected, the scope of where Mashim should ever go into Basar with what is the Malacha Deraisa versus what's the Malacha Derabbanan. So again, Gemara says, Amri Yudha Mishmua Mode Rehuda Lacham Vizayzim Anav in my time up, came to Svita Ninu Yad Daite. So your intention was, since by definition, Zayzim Anav and Mendel Svita, even if you want these particular Zayzim Anav and Le'ochlin, but you'll come around and you may benefit from the fact that they were Mashim Shizabu anyway. The Ula Amar Rav Chalakayir Behuda Ab Zayzim Anavim. The Ula Amar Rav says no, Behuda disagrees by Zayzim Anavim as well, because the Maisa, you want them Lachila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Halachaka Behuda Bashar Peros, then Halachaka Behuda Zayzim Anavim. No. The Tanam argued across the board, but we split the Psak. We Psak and Rabbi Yehuda Bishar Peros, and we pass and Rabbi Chachamim Bezeizim Anavim, that even if it's Omeid Le'ochlin, Mashin Shezav were still Asim. Amar Rab, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Moda Yer Rabbi Yehuda Le'chachamim Bezeizim Anavim, and Moda Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda Bishar Peros. And here the fourth position is, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Chacham Zeisav Anavim, Chacham agrees to Rabbi Yehuda Bishar Peros. So then what's left to argue about? If Eben agrees by Zeisav Anavim, it's Aser across the board. Eben agrees by Shar Peros, it's only Aser if it's Omeid Limashkin. So what's the machlokas about? Amalei B'yomi Le'u Abel Mai Pligi. Amalei L'chisishkach. Aronachar Yisim Estabu V'tut Rimonim Pligi. The machlokas is Tutim Rimonim. So the Rimonim are a middle category, says Rashi, the Ika the Baal of the Mashkin, that even though they're not definitionally by default used for juice, but there are significant numbers of people that do use them for juices. Helkach Meshavu the Rabbanu Kizaisim Anavim, Rabbi Yehuda Palagalayu, Ashar Peres, Lacha the Baal of the Mashkin, Helkach Bad the Rabbanu Bat. So that's what we assume. That everyone agrees by Zeisav Anavim, it's always going to be Aser Mashin Shazavu. Everyone agrees by Shar Peros, it's only Aser if it is Omeid Le Mashkin. And Machlok if Chamer Bihuda is only Betutim Rimonim, only in the middle category. Okay, so these three categories that the Gemara initially presents here in the context of Mashin Shazavu, which we'll have to get back to, these three categories are also relevant in parallel to determining what's a Malacha D'Oraisa, what's a Malacha D'Rabbanan, and what's potentially Heter Gomer. Just to work backwards for context, if you look in the beginning of Simon Shin Kaf, the Mechaber writes, Zeisim Anavim Asil L'Sachtan, so you're not allowed to squeeze Zeisim Anavim, Timyazim E'atzman Asurim, Afilu Lo Hayu Omdim El Achila. So when it comes to Zeisim Anavim, that's what we just saw, everyone agrees, Mashim Shazav are going to be Asur across the board, even if your intention is only L'Achila. Tutim Rimonim Asil L'Sachtan, that middle category, Tutim Rimonim Berries Pomegranates, you're not allowed to squeeze, if they go out on their own, so they're paskin the split of Rabbi Yehuda between whether it's Omei L'Achila or Omei L'Mashkin. And other fruits, it's mutter to squeeze them L'Achila. There isn't even a Malacha D'Rabbana. Okay, so let's now go back and see this through from the Gemara. So again, the Gemara says on the bottom of Kuf Mem Hei Mem Aleph, Amr Chia Bar Ashi Amr Rav, Tvar Torah Eino Chayim El Avrita Zetim Anav Muvad. The only Malacha D'Oraisa associated with Svitas Peros is Zetim Anavim. Why, says Rashi, Dvar Torah, Klamar Asra Torah Malacha, V'dricha zeisim anavim hu davim malacha. Aval shar dricha zlav or chayi b'hachi v'lam malacha ninu. That the only malacha manifestation of Skitas Peros is zeisim anavim. But other peros that you're going to squeeze, that you're going to stomp on, lav or chayi b'hachi, that's not the derech, that's not the normal fashion of doing it. and therefore that's not a melacha d'oraisa. Laver chayu, and it's not a melacha d'oraisa. If you look back at Rashi, Rashi makes the same point on the top of Kufim Dalet on the Beis. Just look look at the Gemara at the bottom of Kufim Dalet on the Aleph. So the Gemara here fleshes out what we started with, that Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda agree on both sides of the, on both extremes, and only argue about two to three motives. The Gemara says, how do we know that? Says the Gemara, from Dalet and off on the bottom, Ashikan Rabbi Yehuda demod yilu Rabbanim b'zeisim anavim. Now we already saw this. Rabbanim demod yilu Rabbi Yehuda b'shar peyus minal. And how do we know that the Rabbanim agree to Rabbi Yehuda's distinction between Omi la'ofen and Omi la'mashkin b'shar peyus? Titania, Sochdin b'pagain u'b'prishin u'b'uzridin. You're allowed to lichachila squeeze pagain. What are pagain? Rashi says prunes belaz, so plums probably. Prishin, Rashi says kviduns, those quinces, I think. And uzridin are kormas. That's the least familiar. But this is, Uzerdin is translated as Azarol, which apparently looks like this. I don't speak from any experience. Anyway, so Pagayin, Prishin, Uba Uzerdin. Anyone have an Uzerdin for a new fruit on Rosh Hashanah? Says Rashi, why are these things Heter Gamor? Delav or Chayu Bahachi, the Ein Kan Mishum Dash. It's not the norm to squeeze these fruits, and there's no dash. As opposed to Rimonim, which is the middle category, which I have to go back to, where Rashi says that is Rechayu Bahachi. So we'll have to come back to where Rimonim fits, but for the moment, what Rashi's stressing here, when it comes to Zeitzim Anavim, is that Zeitzim Anavim are unique, and that it's Urchai Bahachi, that's the norm to squeeze them, and that makes it into a Melacha D'Oraisa. If something's not Urchai Bahachi, so depending on some other factors that we'll have to address, it could either be Heter Gamor, or it could be a Melacha D'Rabbah. But in order to be Melacha D'Oraisa, Rashi's saying it has to be Urchai Bahachi. Okay. The Prima Gadim makes the following observation in the beginning of Simon Shin Kaf in his Hakdama. The Magen Avraham has one line in the beginning, we just read Sif Aleph. The Magen Avraham has one line, Dvar Torah eino chayiv el al dricha zeisim anavim bilvad. The Minotaur, you're only chayiv on dricha zeisim anavim. That's the Gemara we just read in the bottom of Kuf Mehem and Aleph. Says the Magen Avraham, Rambam. So Prima Gadim is bothered, why do you have to call the Rambam? It's a Gemara. What's the Rambam? The Rambam is in Perek Ches Halacha Yud. Hasol Cheres HaPeres Ahotzi Meimei and Chayim Nisham Mefarik. If you sochet fruit to remove the juice, you're Chayim Nisham Mefarik. The Ein Chayav Ashiyah B'Mashin Shesach HaKirgogeres as a Shir. The Ein Chayav Min HaTorah El Al Dricha Zeisim Anavim Bilvad. So you're only Chayav Min HaTorah for Zeisim Anavim. So what's unique about the Rambam here? Why is the Magen Avraham the Mitzayin the Rambam as opposed to the Gemara? Says the Prima Gadim, it's Afuke to show that we don't pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. If you look a few lines earlier on Kufim Heim Aleph, the Gemara has a three-way machlokas on Moraim about kvashim ushlakas, about pickled fruits and broiled fruits. The Gemara says that the Dats, Gufa, we'll have to go back to this in its own context as we go on, but for now, I'm just focusing on one Nakuda. Kvashim shesaftan, if you squeeze pickled fruits, so you have a vegetable that you pickled, and then you're squeezing out the juice from that pickled vegetable. Amarav legufa mocha lemimeyam pater velaser. If the reason that you're squeezing it out is for the purpose of the fruit, meaning you're squeezing out the excess liquid to enhance the quality of the fruit, so then that's heter gamur. If you're squeezing it out because you want the liquid that you're squeezing, pater velaser, that's the malacha derabanan. The shlagos, broiled fruit, bein guf bein meyem mutter. That's going to be mutter even if you're squeezing it for the purpose of the fruit. The shmuel amar, echad zah v'echad zah l'gufan mutter l'meyem pater velaser. Rabbi Yochanan amar, echad kvashim echad shlagos l'gufan mutter l'meyem chayachatas. Rabbi Yochanan says that there's a tzir. If you're squeezing kvashim and shlokos l'meimeim, because you want the liquid, not tesim and oven, but you have a pickled cucumber, you have a pickle, and you're squeezing out the juice from the pickle. So if you're doing it l'gufan, because you want, if you're doing it l'meimeim, because you want the pickle juice, then you're chayukatas, even though that's not tesim and oven. So it says b'megadim, that's why we'll have to, again, I'll have to come back to the context of Kvashim v'shlokos later on. But the Pimigadim says the reason the Magen Avraham is quoting Dafka the Rambam is the Rambam is more mefurish, more direct, but we don't pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. Because the Rambam says, as we just read, Ein chayav min haTorah ella al drichas zeitzim anavim bilvad. So even though that's really the Lashon Gemara, but the fact that the Rambam quotes that as the header for Sochet, so that's a more emphatic declaration that we don't pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, and even in the case of Kvashim Mishlokos, there's no tzir of a Malacha Daraisa. Right, and the Rambam five paskins kaf aleph yugimel kvashin eshlokish esafdan im larake gufan mutter im lahotzi meimayan aser. The paskin again, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, then the Pimagadim makes another point. He points out the Rashi that we just read, that the reason you're chayiv minatar only for zeitzim and oven is because anything else is lav or chayu. The Pimagadim thinks that's not everyone agrees. That there's a Ran that disagrees with Rashi. The Ran is samach aleph on the beis bedapi arif dibra maskel kvashin. So says the Ran, l'meimeyan pater v'laser, l'fi she'enu chayiv el adricha zeitzim anavim b'vad. But when it comes to the question, even l'meimeyan, according to Rav, it's only asim midrabanan, because you only chayiv in the Torah for zeitzim anavim, k'dar minu l'kamat. Aval shar peiros, hayotze mehen, lo chashiv mashke, l'schayiv alav. Other peiros, the juice that comes out is not considered a mashke to be chayiban. So the Prima Gadol understands that the kavanah of the Ran is not considered a mashke, is that it's not one of the Zion mashke. In order for something to be considered a mashke in the Torah, to be chayiv for sochet min haTorah, for Skidah space min haTorah, it has to be one of the Zion Mashkim. So the only Zion Mashkim that are in the running that come from fruits are Zaysim Vanavim. So nothing to do with Urchayu. Simply a definitional question. Is it halachically mashkin or not? So Zaysim and Avim are halachically mashkin. Anything else is not halachically mashkin. So it comes out, according to the Prima Gadim's framing of this question, you have a major nafkamina levaisa. Let's say you have fruits that are not Zaysim and Avim, but are Urchayu Bekach. The norm, so this mana tanayim, let's say the norm was the only fruits that were squeezed regularly larov for juice were Zaysim and Avim. But now we have oranges that are squeezed for juice. We have grapefruits that are squeezed for juice. So if it's a matter of Urchayu, that's potentially subject to change. You could have a society where their Urchayu is more expensive. If it's a definitional question, what are Zion Mashkim? So that's not going to change. If you squeeze oranges for oranges, that doesn't make one of the Zion Mashkim. But potentially, that's a major nafkamina between Rashi and the Ran, the way the Prima Gadim presents this machlokes. Is it possible to have a malacha deraisa of Schitas Peros beyond Zaysim Vanavim?
Does the same thing about
Hayitz
versus
Shakol? Mm-hmm. It's potentially relevant to that. When the Chazanish discusses this question in Shabbos, he discusses it in the context of Brachos. So the piece of the Chazanish is similar to Megillah and Arachayim, which is in Brachos. So the issues do relate, or may relate. So there, some of you showed him the following. So the Ran stresses whether it's considered definitionally mashkin. Rashi stresses whether it's Urchayu. The Rashba that the Igle Tal quotes writes as follows. Rashba here kuf mehem and al tiver maskul me mehem. Dvar Torah einu chayiv el al dricha zaysim ba'anavim bilvad nishum de ruban lamashkin. That min haTorah you only chayiv in zaysim ba'anavim because the rov are lamashkin. V'hilka kishasof don havalei kadash. So if the rov are lamashkin, if you squeeze it, that's going to be dash. Aval shar peros ruban lachila imonde. But other peros are ruban lachila. So this relates to the time of Emunah and Kufim Dalit, which we'll have to discuss next time, that there was an area or certain individuals that would squeeze fruit lamashkin even though it wasn't the norm. So how do you define when you say baladaito etzel kaladam? And when do you work with Rove? But in that context, the Rashba writes that Dr. Zaysim Anavim are Ruban Lachila, Sharperos, Dr. Zaysim Anavim are Ruban Lamashkim, Sharperos are Ruban Lachila. So if it's Ruban Lachila, even if you want to squeeze it, Baladaito Eitzel Rove Ha'ola. So the Rashba here stresses Rove. We'll have to see how significant that Rove is and how Dafka that rov is. But that's more in line with Rashi, that we're not working with an absolute definition of mashkin, but it's subject to change based on the social realities, sociological realities, based on what people squeeze. So in the Ran, Rashi stresses Urchayu, the Rashba stresses rov, but that's more within the camp of Rashi, that if you have a situation or a place or however we tally the numbers, at some point in history you could have other fruits where the rove are lamashkin, and then that could become deraisa, like Zaysim v'anavim. Rabbi Carr points out that the Rambam we just read sounds more like the Ran, that there is an absolute category. Even though the Maisa, that's really just Lashon HaGemara, but there's no evidence in the Rambam per se that you could expand the Malach of the Rice to beyond Zeis of Anavim. So it's not about Chreya, because after all, the Rambam is just quoting Lashon HaGemara. So it could be you can't read too much into it. But Rabbi Karp thinks that the Rambam sounds a little more like the Ran, that Zeis of Anavim are unique because of something definitional. So Lemaisa, Poskim are Choshesh, the Chazon Ish discusses this in Siman Lamed Gimel in Aruch Chaim, that if you have maybe oranges are a Malacha D'Oraisa, and that's Rabbi Karp quotes from Avil Yashiv to be Choshesh for oranges and grapefruits being potentially a Malacha D'Oraisa. We'll have to discuss this more when we get to Beis Menashe on Tfon Dalid, and when do we say about Ladaita? So again, Zeisim and Avim are Malacha D'Oraisa. My focus is showing him probably how Dafka Zeisim and Avim are. Is it a function of Rechaya, which may be more amorphous? Is it a function of Zayin Mashkin, which is more definitional? So that's the one extreme. Then we saw Pagan Prishin Be'usrudin, where at first glance in the Gemara sounds like Hatzer Gomer. We'll have to discuss next time, is that really so? That's the Machlokas we've shown him. You have to look at Rashi and Tosis here. Is that really Hatzer Gomer? And then the middle category of Tutiv Rimonim, which we'll have to discuss as well. So let's stop here. Can we meet again on Sunday? Okay. Sunday, I may want to do it towards the end of Seder instead of the beginning, because I've tentatively didn't tell Red 2. So let's say, I'll send an email to confirm, but let's say 4:15 on Sunday. Great. So I will be now there, upload now more Marmakamba site for you to work on.
NOLAD is 0.1.